Simcha. Aaron was 100 years old. He volled Lois Yitzchak Beno, and Yitzchak was born to him. We had a similar maisa last year for the guys from Shana Betna. Tomer Sarah, Sarah said when they had a kid, Tzchok Osali Elohim Kol Shomei Yitzchak Uri. So this is hysterical. She thought it was hysterical. Everybody's going to crack up about this. Vatomer Mi Mila La Avram Hinita Vonim Sarah. Okay. Vayigal Hayel Vayigamol. In the day that they were, Higamol is Yitzchak. Okay, so they had this kid, and they named him Yitzchak when Avram had a nevuah, and Hashem instructed him that he's got to name him Yitzchak, and you know the story, he laughed, and Sarah laughed, and this was a very comical incident. Everybody was laughing over here. And then, Vateres Sarah is Ben Hagar HaMitzris, then Sarah took a look, and she noticed that the kid of Hagar was Mitzachik. Everybody was laughing. It was a lot of fun. Everybody got in on the fun. Sarah was laughing, Avram was laughing, laughing so hard they named their kid, a bundle of laughter. And then Yishmael also wanted to get in on the fun. So Yishmael also. So she looked around, she saw Yishmael was also mitzachik. Sounds like a great time. Beautiful thing, nice family reunion, everybody's mitzachik. And then Chazal are a little bit nasty towards Yishmael. Because whenever he's having a good time laughing, it's a great, great time. And Rashi brings from the Medrash that when Yishmael is laughing over here, Lashon Avodah Zarah, he was worshipping idols. Davar Acher Gili Arayos. Davar Acher Ritzicha. It's a bundle of laughs over here. Because when everybody else is laughing, they name the kid laughter because it's such a beautiful thing. And Yishmael gives a little chuckle, one little chuckle from Yishmael. Next thing you know, oh, that's Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim. It's the best word, the word that we use. I don't think there's no other, rare to find an adjective that's going to become the name of one of the greatest, the originators, the Avos, the whole embodiment of Klal Yisrael is an adjective. And the adjective that became the second of the Avos, the Gvura of Klal Yisrael, Yitzchak, laughter. And laughter is the same word, so ironic, it's the same word that describes Avodah Zarah. It's the same word we use also by when they did Chet HaEgel. When it says by Chet HaEgel, they also were cracking up over there. And Chazal tell us, I'll tell you what was so funny. They tell us, you know what was so funny? The Chet HaEgel was very funny to them. Avodah Zarah is a lashon of tzchok. We use that, and we use it also when Ishus Potiphar was trying to become good friends with Yosef, so she wanted to just laugh with him. It was not exactly what we would refer to as laughing, but the Torah uses that expression. So laughter is gila rayos, shvichas damim, terrible things, and this is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is laughing. So if you look at the Targum just gives the literal translation of the pasuk. So he says over here, everybody was mechayech. Mechayech in Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, means to smile. I think our best definition in English would be something along the lines of laughter. Everybody was laughing over here. And that's how he translates when Yishmael was laughing, mechayech. He was laughing. He was laughing. But one person's laugh was a different kind of laugh. It says last week, Vayipo Avram Alpanov Vayitzchok. And he also laughed. Vayomer Belibo Halaven Me'ashono Yivolet. Really, I'm going to have a kid after 100 years? So I read the pasuk. I thought it meant he was cracking up. The whole thing was comical, like Sarah laughed this week. And there, the Targum, he doesn't say it was Chayach. He doesn't say it was that. That's not the translation. There he says V'chadi. V'chadi means he rejoiced. He was very happy. It's interesting because usually Yitzchak means to laugh, and it has a very negative connotation. It could, and often does, insinuate terrible, the worst of the terrible. But when Avram does it, all of a sudden it's the best thing in the world. And it means something entirely different. It means v'chadi. It means he was rejoicing. He was very happy. And when Hashem saw that, Hashem commanded him, "Bekarasa eshmo Yitzchak." You name him that word. You name him that word. I like what you're doing. I like this. I like this adjective. I like this verb really. I like this verb. Forgive me. It's been a while since English class. But I like this. I like what you're doing. This v'chadi. I'm into it. Name your kid v'chadi. It surprises me always that I never met a Jew named Yitzchak Simcha. But really, that should be a name. Yitzchak Simcha should be a name. I don't know why it's not a name, but that should be a name. Yitzchak Simcha, because that's what it means. Okay, for another time. And then there's one episode that we don't know what to do with this episode. But Yitzchak Sarah Bekirba, and then Sarah gives a little chuckle, and she says, I'm going to have kids. I'm saying, look at this old wrinkled body, she says. Her words, I'm not using God forbid my words. Her words, she said, look at this old wrinkled body. I'm going to have kids? This is comical. She giggles. And then Hashem, he's very critical of this. Hashem says, Lama zet sacha, why Sarah laughing? And then Sarah responds, I didn't laugh. And then Avram says, no, you laughed. Big conversation. You did laugh, you didn't laugh. I didn't laugh, I did laugh. Hashem told me you laughed. I didn't laugh. You did laugh. End the conversation. Next story. And by Sarah, the Targum says she was v'chayach. She wasn't v'chadi. Rashi quotes that. He quotes the Targum, but it's from the Targum. The Targum says she was v'chayach. But v'chayach is the same Targum that we interpret by Yishmael, of Avodah Zarah Shvichas Dam Gilei Arayos. It's a very severe, severe laugh. So by Sarah, it interprets it that she laughed v'chayach. And only by Avram was v'chadi. There's amazing chizkuni over there. Not for now, but I have to mention it. The chizkuni says, if you read the psukim over there, you'll notice that there's two episodes put in one. Because when Hashem accuses her of laughing, it was after she said, will this old wrinkled body be able to have children? That didn't happen at the same time, the chizkuni writes. And it's almost clear in the psukim like that. When she was told she's going to have a kid, she was rejoicing. The Torah doesn't talk about it, but she was like Avram. She was so happy to hear the news. Chizkuni says it was 3 months later. 3 months later in Tishrei. Pesach is when they got the news. 3 months later in Tishrei, nothing was changing, nothing happened. She's still an old, wrinkled woman. No pregnancy. The miracle that she was promised never manifested. And she was extremely disappointed. And she said, What was I thinking? And that's when she left. That's when that second episode happened. She laughed, and Hashem said, now she's laughing. And she said she didn't laugh. So maybe she was saying, originally I didn't laugh, but what am I going to do now? Nothing changed. It's a great pshat. It's a great pshat. And then, the last thing, and then we'll talk. When Hashem commands Avram, the Karasa Shmo Yitzchak, why do we call him Yitzchak? Why did Hashem command him that? Al Shem HaTzchok. Like I said, because of the laughter. The Yesh Omer. There's a second opinion. Why I named him Yitzchak? It's so obvious why I named him Yitzchak. You don't need to tell me why I named him Yitzchak. You named him Yitzchak because the previous pasuk, you laughed. Yitzchak means laughed. It's the same word. He named him Yitzchak because you laughed. Yesh Omer. But some say, that's not why I named him Yitzchak. Yitzchak has nothing to do with the laugh. The Yud is for Asar Nisyonos that Avram Avinu had. The Tzadi is because Sarah, at the time she gave birth, was 90 years old. The Ches was because 8 days he had a bris milah, and the Kuf was because Avram was 100 years old. Very cute pshat. Very cute, adorable pshat. They could say it over at the Shabbos table. The Gematria and the Rosh Yitevis and the Atpas. She's throwing an Atpas. She's sound fancy already. What are we doing over here? It's clear as a bright sunny day why his name was Yitzchak. What is this V'yesh Omrim? What do they hold? His name wasn't Yitzchak because of the laugh. His name was Yitzchak because Asar Nisyonos, 90 years, 8 days of Mila, 100 years Avram. Very cute pshat. But they learn that his name had nothing to do with laughter. His name had to do with these Rosh Yitevis. So I want to learn with you a little bit, about Avram's 10 tests. Most of us, we know what they are, but we never really nailed it in. But we're familiar with most of them. So I want to tell you his 10 tests, and I'm not wasting a second of your time. I'm not telling you 10 tests to teach you a lesson of, these are 10 tests, and we're going to have, tomorrow there's going to be an exam, and everybody should memorize 10 tests. There's no exam, because the 10 tests is one test. If you look at the 10 tests, you'll notice it was one test. It wasn't 10 tests. Number one, he was thrown into Ur Kasdim. He had to go into a fiery furnace for his beliefs, He was willing to give up his life. Number two, Lech Lecha. He was willing to give up his homeland. Number three, when there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, he was willing to give up the exciting journey that Hashem promised him, the destiny of getting Eretz Yisrael. He was willing to give that whole up, that whole thing up. Number four, he lost his wife. She was taken by Paro. He gave up his family. Number five, he lost Lot to stone. They took him captive. Number six, he removed the Orla. He gave away a piece of his body, a piece of himself. Number seven, almost a repetition of the earlier episode, Avimelech took Sarah. He lost her again. He thought he got her back. He lost her again. Number eight, he lost Hagar and Ishmael. He had to send them. He had to abandon his kid and his wife. Abandon them. Number nine, he had to give up Yitzchak. And this is a machlokas, what's nine and what's ten. And if it is and if it's not, I'm learning this is Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that Akedah Yitzchak was not the tenth. Akedah Yitzchak was the ninth. He was willing to give up his son. His son is not his son, by the way. He didn't give up his son. His son is everything. His son means, Hashem told him, Es Yechidcha, the only son you're ever going to have. That's why Rashi says a different pshat. But Es Yechidcha means you're never going to have another son. We're not playing games right now. Don't think you'll kill this kid. I'll give you another one. Yechidcha, the only one you're ever going to see. The kid that I promised you everything through. The future, the descendants, the Klal Yisrael. You give up everything. That was nine. And number 10, when he realized he didn't give up everything and he still had Yitzchak, his wife died because of the Akedah. The Akedah killed his wife. She heard what happened. They sent her the news and she collapsed and she died. Again, on her Madrega. We don't understand her Madrega, but on her Madrega, she couldn't handle the news. On her Madrega. This is one test. I counted to 10, but I said one thing. He gave up and he lost and he gave up and he sacrificed and he removed and he took away and it was taken away from him and he gave up and he lost and he different parts of his life just being removed, taken away. And the Rishonim say that the word Nisayon is a word that's supposed to give us a sense of elevation. Hashem gives us Nisayonos to elevate us. And to me, it looks very differently. These Nisyonos, maybe they did elevate him, probably they did elevate him, but these Nisyonos, they terribly diminished him. Every Nisayon, one after the next, terribly diminished him, and then at the end, it was almost like a mental game. Yitzchak, it wasn't diminished, it was supposed to be diminished, and it wasn't, but he lost him for 3 years. He ended up going to, you know, some land far, far away, and he lost him for a couple of years, 3 years. But everything was taken away. There's no elevation over here. Every one step of it, his life was so big. He lived over there. He had a great time. He had a big yeshiva, a lot of talmidim. He was building the world over there. And then Hashem said, one piece at a time, strip this away and get this out and remove this. The most valuable things he has, like Eel. It was a mice of Eel. Eel, Hashem said, I'm going to take away your family and kill your children. I'm going to take away your money. I'm going to give you physical pain and health issues. Just one. A guy asked me a few years ago a question I still grapple with. He must have asked me this a decade ago, a question that I still struggle how to answer. I know the answer, but I don't know the answer. I mean, sometimes we know the answer, but I really don't know the answer. He said to me, you tell me all day I have to be a big tzaddik, we're trying to be a big tzaddikim. And I see big tzaddikim, they really had a hard time. Hashem really gave them a hard time. So maybe I don't want to be such a big tzaddik. I'll tell you something very sensitive. I say this extremely sensitively. Forgive me, it's not a joke. But it's interesting comment. A mother told me this. She laughs a lot. She's a funny lady. And she told me a scary concept. She told me, you know, I go to Nebuch, Lo Aleinu, and Lo on anybody, but you have soldiers who are, you know, they don't make it back from war. Soldiers don't make it back from war. And when these guys don't make it back from war, you find out these guys were like the most incredible guys. You find out he had a journal, he was writing, just building himself up. Another guy was helping all these people. Another guy, these were amazing, put together, well-developed guys. And she said, thank God, my son's a bum. He's going to go to the fight in the army. He'll make it back. You find out about tzaddikim that they really struggle. And Hashem just took away. That was an Nisayon. So I'll tell you what I think. This is what I think. It's a thought. So in yeshiva, this week a few guys were called in to speak. They had to speak to a camera, say nice things about yeshiva. So I also had to say nice things about yeshiva. But for me, it's very easy. It's very easy to say nice things about yeshiva. And one of the things I said, because I really believe it, and I see it especially this year. That's really, I always dreamed of it, but this year my dream became a reality. That here in this wonderful place, in this wonderful yeshiva, we have extremely talented people, really highly talented people. We have very intelligent people. We have hardworking guys. We have very athletic guys. And my dream always was to have very musical guys. And this year, the dream became a reality. We have extremely, extremely musical guys. I feel like, you know, NYU has a school where they take kids who are also musical. I think we could outdo NYU right now. All those schools, the arts, schools of music, we're doing much better than them. You come here, you sit for a little bit, you listen to Binyamin and Shimon, and you never even got a real glimpse into Jacob over here and Cal on the they call it the ivory, what are they, I don't know, the piano, the Cal, you know, you never saw Cal on the piano. Some of these guys are brilliant artists, amazing, brilliant artists. But what's rare in yeshiva, and forgive me if I'm insulting you, what's rare in yeshiva with all of our amazing talents, I might be insulting a couple of guys, but I'm telling you my honest thoughts. We don't have a lot of comedians in yeshiva. I'm saying that guy makes a cute joke here, a little, you know, one out of 12 comments are funny, but not a lot of comedians in yeshiva. And I really held this for a long time. I was a kid who enjoyed, I spent a lot of time in comedy clubs when I was growing up, a lot of time. I spent time there. It excited me, that kind of thing. And I really appreciated the artistry of comedians. Again, we have a lot of talent here, but a real artist, a real comedian with creativity. I'm not talking about a joke, and I'm talking about real creativity of an artist, of a comedian. There's a brilliance to it, a real brilliance to it, if you could appreciate it. And I think if I could minimize, or maybe even oversimplify, the brilliance of it, I would say it fits into two categories. The genius of a comedian. One is, they know how to give you the unexpected, and it's a lot about timing, but the timing gives you something you didn't expect, and that makes the crowd burst out into laughter. Unexpected. It's a certain irony. You know, sometimes when you go to a gadol, the Talmud Chacham, it's very easy for him to make the crowd burst into laughter because the irony of him making just a small cheesy joke is like the most shocking thing. The irony of a big gadol b'Torah making a small joke, it's hysterical. Everybody, yeah, and you're not cracking up because you're giving him respect. You're cracking up because it's the last thing you expected to happen. That's hysterical. And the second thing is when they spell out truths, when they just say MS. And when they say MS, you all scratching our heads, and we say, like, I didn't know other people do that too. I knew I did that. I didn't know it was a thing. And it's hysterical because it's just speaking MS in a way that you didn't realize is MS to other people. You thought it was like, you're not well. You thought your whole life you're just not well. It's something I do, you know, in the privacy of my own life, and I just assumed I'm just not well. And other people do that too? You're speaking MS? It's hysterical. There's something hysterical about that. It's gives a certain unexpected shock to our systems, and that evokes the greatest laughs. And it's like a contrast. It's that's Ozimol is Chok Pinu. Chok and Chok, Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya says the same word. Ozimol is Chok Pinu, the contrast and the shock from going into the dark Golus, into Yemos HaMashiach, that's going to evoke the greatest laughter. You never laughed like you're going to laugh on that day. The greatest laugh you'll ever have in this world is the laugh that's going to happen when you go from the darkest Golus, unexpected, shocking, and truth, into Yemos HaMashiach. Ozimol is Chok Pinu. And there's so much inspiration when we go through yeshiva about becoming big. And Hashem started Avram's journey with that. Agad lo shemecha. I'll make you big. I'll make your name great. And so ironic. How did you do that? How did Hashem make his name great? By taking away, by removing parts of him, by diminishing him, by making him small. The promise was, I'm going to make you as big as you could ever be. Nobody was as ever as big as you're going to be. You're going to be the biggest of them all. And how am I going to make you big? By taking away. I'll take Sarah, I'll take Lot, I'll take the Orla, I'll take everything you have. I'll take your homeland, and then I'll take away the promised land, everything you had. And then everything I promise you also. I promise you Yitzhak, I'll take that away too. What you have, I'll take away. And what you don't have and you think you're going to have, I'll take that also away. Agav l'shemecha. You'll be the biggest there ever was. Nobody going to be greater than you. And how? By stripping you away one layer at a time of everything you have. And the Sfas Emes writes, U'be'emes, these nisyonos, heim be'emes nisen, the miracles. From the nisyonos is from the word miracles, nisen. Ki ein adam yachol la'amod b'nisayon kazeh, nobody will be able to stand, withstand such a test. Rakim hu l'mala me'hateva mamish, only if you're supernatural. If you're supernatural, you can withstand these tests. So last week, I was thinking, we spoke about Kirvas Elokim, but there's really only one thing we really chase over here, or anywhere, or everywhere, is to be close to Hashem. And tonight, I want to continue that, and I want to tell you what it means to be great. To be a great person is to lean in. To be a great person is to trust Him. To be a great person is to believe and know that as everything gets removed from you, that's going to allow you to have everything. It's the most ironic thing, because the 10 tests that stripped him away from everything, the 100 years that he had to wait till a kid, the 90 years that Sarah had to wait, all that pain, all that, I don't want to say misery, they were very happy, but to us it looks like all that pain and all that misery and all that loss and all that heartache and all that frustration, and everything that they would never have, the Yud and the Tzadi and the Ches and the Kuf, that was Yitzchak. That's what they got there. The dream that they dreamt, plus more. Because some guys, when you're young, you hope, you anticipate, you dream, you want to have this like perfect family. I want a perfect job. I want a perfect career. I want a perfect setup. I'm going to learn like this. I'm going to live here. I'm going to work it out, and everything's going to be amazing. And I want to tell you something, when everything's so perfect, the relationships are perfect, and the life is perfect, I'm not sure you have anything. You think you have everything? I'm not sure you have anything. But if you embrace, and you understand, and you notice, and you accept each challenge that you have, each thing you don't have, each thing that you think was stripped away from you, you never had and you wanted to have, or you had and it was taken away from you, if you lean into it, and you believe, and you have faith, and you trust, and you know, not only will you have Kirvas Elokim for sure you're going to have. Kirvas Elokim 100% you're going to have. Because He's taken away from you. Not only are you going to have Kirvas Elokim, you're going to have everything. Everything you ever dreamed of and more. Everything you wanted. You're going to have that and a lot more. And it only goes through one channel, one way. Nisyonos. Nisyonos means I'm going to pull you apart. I'm slowly going to pull you apart. And know something, it's comical. It's the funniest thing. The most ironic way to do it. It's absolute irony. On the grandest scale of comedy, is that by taking away and by removing from you, that's how I'm going to be Agav L'Shemecha. By giving you all this Yud and Tzadi and Ches and Kuf, that's how I'm going to get Yitzchak. Through the Akedah, the Zohar says, is the only way that Yitzchak was given life. Yitzchak wasn't supposed to live. There's a whole equation over there. Yitzchak wasn't supposed to live. It was only through the Akedah that he was granted life. It would be so funny that while you thought everything was being stripped away from you, the funniest joke is that's how you got everything. But it only goes through one channel. And you got to go through that channel. If you go through the channel that as things are challenging, as things are difficult, as things could get frustrating, and as things could get, you get a little bit in a panic. Sometimes you get a little bit in a panic. But if you take that through the channel, that in this panic, I'm going to get closer. I'm just going to get closer. All these things, all these episodes, all these circumstances, they're just going to get me closer. Everyone, I'm going to do it with a wholehearted, completely faithful, I'm going to have positive attitude, v'chadi, 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 v'chadi. I'm going to enjoy it, have a great time. It's going to be all good. Exactly through that. and only through that, the greatest irony of it all, is that only through that will be Vagad L'Shemecha. So Meretz Hashem, when we go through the year, I'm just pushing honesty, pushing honesty, pushing honesty, pushing honesty. You want to be big? I'll tell you how to be big. Be small. Be small. Understand your limitations. Understand your shortcomings. And lean in to He who is big. The more you lean in to He who is big, the more you make yourself small and lean in to He who is big, He's going to give you for sure Kirvus Elokim. And through the Kirvus Elokim, you'll have much bigger and much better than you ever dreamed.